Joe McHugh, thanks for joining us today. So tell us a little bit about The Secret of Skeleton Lake. Why radio drama? That's not something we hear about every weekend.
Well, I think that it's several reasons for that. One is I'm totally fascinated by the functioning of the imagination. You know, what is the imagination? And we say, well, radio drama, like reading, is wonderful in the sense that you make your own pictures. Well, I think it's even deeper. We do draw from somewhere in us these images, almost like we do at night when we dream. These images really come from someplace in us. We may not understand why. Radio drama is just this wonderful way of conjuring or calling up images so that you see those places. You see Skeleton Lake the way you want to see it. You know, these characters. And maybe it's a mixture between your uncle and your older brother. You know, somehow the brain does this. And there's something really special in that, that when you provide the image, is lost. It's a different experience almost altogether. So I love the sound of the voice, and I love how the person has to participate. They have to bring their imaginations to it.
And so what can people expect when they go to this live radio play? Will they see anything?
Oh, yeah. And in the 1930s and 40s, there were often these radio plays, the very popular ones, were done in front of live audiences. And so this will be as if you had gone to a studio and you will see the play being done live. You will see the sound effects, how they're made. And
they almost get to be behind the scenes as the radio play is being produced.
Yeah, and there's a sense it's live. You know, so much anymore is all done multi-track because the technology allows us to do it. This is done in the old style where the music is mixed live right there and the sound effects, the mechanical sound effects are done and everything has to be timed right. And it's all done by how it's directed. So you get to see the direction, which is a lot of the fun. My wife holds up cue cards for the sound effects, pull the motor cord, and you know, they start pulling the motor cord. And meanwhile, I'm pointing at the readers, you know, when to go and when not to go.
And The Secret of Skeleton Lake, can you give us a sneak peek at what the story is like or what's the feeling of the play?
I shouldn't be revealing too much of this, but there's sort of a Hodag connection to the story. And so we wrote an original story for this play. It's never been performed. It will be a premiere. The Meriwether Detective Agency was a creation I had already done in a radio play. Teenagers run their own detective agency. There's three teenagers, Doc, Arnie, and Margot. And so I took Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, threw in Frankenstein, threw in the island of Dr. Moreau, took almost every cliche of the sort of 30s, 40s, and 50s in that kind of melodrama. And that's what the play is going to be. So there is a mad professor, and there is a skeleton lake, and there is a secret.
A cast of cliches, but plus the Hodag.
Yeah, the Hodag
special
might get in there. We won't reveal exactly how. But, you know, people who certainly have any remembrance of radio will really recognize the form. And I think even young people would find it as engaging as it was then.
So who is performing in The Secret of Skeleton Lake?
Well, it's all community volunteers. I understand the president of the college is going to be one of the characters. It was all cast by the people who put it all together here locally, because we live in Olympia, Washington. So different people have signed up to read the characters, and it's really a community performance. And that's kind of the fun, too, is, you know, these are people from Rhinelander who are going to do it.
So it sounds like it's been cast, of course, but maybe it hasn't been rehearsed before?
Right. No, we'll have our dress rehearsal, then we go live on Saturday night. They're brave volunteers, but they're confident, and I'm very confident they'll be fine with it because of the design. You know, again, there's no memorization as long as they've read over their parts, and if anything goes slightly off, well, that's part of the fun, too. Everybody kind of knows what's going on. Philosophically, we feel quite strongly, my wife and I, and this has been part of our work over many years, is that we really do need to learn to tell our stories as communities. And there's almost a sense of, well, my story's not worth anything. But in fact, it really is.
The Secret of Skeleton Lake happens live at Nicolay College Theater this Saturday at 7 p.m. Joe McHugh wrote and directed the production. Thank you so much for being here.
It's been a pleasure.